Blueberries are a big, booming business in the U.S. Since 2006, Oregon's blueberry industry has grown over 300%, and Washington's by almost 800%. But now this skyrocketing U.S. blueberry industry is facing tough competition from abroad. Correspondent Anna King explains.
A year ago, blueberry executives and farmers from all over the U.S. and world celebrated at a scenic winery near Richland. James D. Kindle and the East Oregon Playboys jammed out tunes in the ballroom. Arizona, we can't find his tracks. But as the wine flowed and chafing dishes brimmed with beef sliders and salmon cakes, there were warning signs for American blueberry farmers. Imports from Mexico, Peru, Chile, and Canada are shipping in lower-cost fruit during the American growers' season.
Now, basically, you know, we have Mexican fruit coming in from March all the way to June. We start getting Peruvian fruit come August.
Rob Dollywall is a blueberry grower from Linden, Washington. He can't afford to keep paying his pickers nearly $14 an hour when Mexican pickers earn a fraction of that.
And even in July, then we started getting fruit from British Columbia. So there's a good, 10 months of foreign product coming into the country.
But Dollywall is hopeful that help is on the way. The U.S.'s International Trade Commission is considering what's called a 201 investigation. That means the federal government would look into whether there are too many berries being imported. If the investigation goes ahead, it could result in tariffs, quotas on how much can be brought in, or direct payments to U.S. growers. Berry growers from all over the U.S. have been organizing Zoom calls to assemble war chests of money to help prove the case. Blueberry commissions in Georgia, Florida, Michigan, California, Washington, and Oregon have pledged more than $1 million to fight imports. But packers aren't always on the same side as growers. A recent Washington Blueberry Commission Zoom meeting got heated between a berry packer who supports the domestic growers and a big berry importer.
Hey, Billy. Why do you leave Oregon, Joe, in the middle of July and go up to Canada and support the Canadians when you got a 30% exchange rate advantage? Why do you do that, Joe? I mean,
Billy, dial it back a bit.
Yeah.
Some smaller growers would benefit from higher prices, but packers who deal with Canadian or imported fruit would be at a disadvantage. Soren Bjorn is the president of the California-based Driscoll's, the largest berry packer importer in the world. It's been around since 1872. Bjorn opposes the investigation because to sell fruit all year round?
It requires that there's trade across borders. It's really not possible to grow in really any of the berries that we represent at Driscoll's on a year-round basis in the United States.
Alan Schreiber heads both the Washington Blueberry Commission and the state's Asparagus Commission. He saw asparagus imports from Mexico and Peru quickly put most U.S. growers out of business.
It's just hard to compete. We can't have unlimited imports from countries that have such a low cost of production if we want to still produce food in the United States.
Asparagus, strawberries, bell peppers, and frozen blueberries all might be also packed onto a berry investigation. If the Trump administration starts a 201 investigation, the next administration would act on the results. I'm Anna King.